sorry I was having a fantasy.
By the way, that was Buddy Holly, one of the big pioneers of rock and roll. It was 1957, and it was a couple of years before that lousy plane ride. He took that to number one, by the way. And we got another guy that we think you guys are going to like. We're going to jump ahead 10 years to 1967. Do we have any Neil Diamond fans? Hey, we got looks like a lot.
Well, he's not here, so he sent us.
Well, 1967, this is a song he wrote, took all the way to number 13.
Hey, that ain't bad.
Do another song since we sell all this crap.
We're going to do one from 1956. I'm sure there's some people here that remember a gentleman by the name of Chuck Berry. Woo! We've got some serious people here. 1956.
I'm not doing the duck walk.
Anyway, this was one of his big hits, but believe it or not, it only went to number 29, which is kind of surprising because this is, you know, definitely a memorable, memorable song from the era. This was also covered by the Beatles.
Yeah.
great. Thank you.
Yeah. Sure beats playing for a church service. I'm kidding. We don't do that. Oh, but excuse me for 1 second. I do drink better when I play. Me too.
We ought to have cute little glasses and straws, huh? Then we could have other stuff besides water.
By the way, we forgot to tell you this. This concert is free, but it's $50 to get out. I'm going to tell you that.
We got a fun one coming up next, and it's pretty new for us. Bruce just did this arrangement not long ago. The Animals. 1964. Hey,
there they are.
Those are great. The Animals. This song was not only number one in the United States, but also the United Kingdom and France, for goodness sake.